Good morning. It's 11:22 a.m. Sunday, April the 5th, 2020. It's kind of a chilly morning. It's almost 60. And I'm out just, you know, short sleeves. I got a hoodie on. And so it's not cold, but it's a lot colder than it looked. You know, for being almost 60 degrees, I expected it to be a little bit warmer. Of course, the cloud cover is quite dense right here. I think it's moving off to the east, and there's pretty much blue sky over the mountains. I was just walking along here this morning. There's a lot of don't wanna going on today. yesterday's walk, I think when I walked yesterday, I had like 485 words. It took me until 7:30, almost 7:45, to get the words for yesterday, 3,000 words. And I'm still working on a 3,000 word quota for the day. We'll see how it goes. The numbers match. The numbers that I anticipated the first 3 days of the month, first 4 days of the month, the 3,000 word days were only a couple thousand, under 2,000, a couple thousand. They were only a couple hours of actual writing time. 2 hours and, I think the longest one was 2 hours and 15 minutes. The shortest one was 2 hours and 1 minute. So 4 days, 3,000 words, the same amount of time within 10 minutes. That's consistency. That's okay. 2 hours and 15 minutes. I have to find 2 hours and 15 minutes of focus in the course of the day. Yeah, that seems like it ought to be real easy. Clearly yesterday it wasn't. I've got almost 2,000 this morning. I think it's like 1,800, so I got like 1,200 words to go. And I'll get them. I'll go back. I'll have to do something about lunch, but we'll get some lunch going. I'll get my 2,000 words. Then I'm just gonna, it's Sunday, I'm just gonna pack it all in and try to get some playtime in. Nose itches. Quiet this morning. I don't know if you can hear those crows. They're not very close. They're not like right overhead or anything. They're off in the woods here. I was noticing how quiet the roads were. West 20th Street is All right, here's this guy with his pickup truck. I wonder what the hell he's doing. West 20th was all but deserted. And for Sunday at 11 o'clock, when normally people are getting out of church, apparently people are not actually going to church anymore here, which is good, they're not supposed to. The stay-at-home order does actually explicitly say taking walks outdoors is fine. So I'm not breaking any rules here. My luck, I'll get to 1999, and then they'll lock everybody down. I won't be able to get the 2000th episode out. That would be just about par for the course. Right, I'll get sick and die. 1999 or something. Troy Harbor's coming to a close. I'm close to the end. I'm close to where I think I've got Otto where he needs to be. I've got like two or three more scenes to write, and I think that one's done. And then I'm going to have to go write Ishmael Wong again. It's like, what a terrible thing. I have to go write Ishmael Wong again. But yeah, I have to. I'm feeling the pressure to get it inside. It's like I've got Ishmael's story that wants to get out, but I don't know what the story is yet. But I want to go back to Ishmael. I want to go back to... Well, truthfully, I want to go back to Roger Mulligan, but... I want to get the story at least started for Ishmael. So then, you know, I get one Ishmael book out and we'll see how I feel like, if I want to go straight to the next Ishmael book, if I want to go back to Roger Mulligan. See what I feel like. So I haven't got, any progress done on putting out the paperback for The Wizard's Butler yet. I'm not going to do it today, but perhaps sometime this week. It's on my list for April. I went through yesterday, realizing that April had already started, but my planner doesn't start April until the end of the week. So I've gone through and made a list of things that I want to get accomplished this month. I should go back and look and see how many of the things that I wanted to get done in March got done. I think most of them. The big ones were hitting my word goals, which definitely did. I didn't get as many walks in as I wanted. But I didn't miss that many days either. There was a lot of walks in March. I did tend to fall into the habit of, if I miss one, I miss two. And that's not ideal. You know, I miss one, that's one thing I miss. I don't want to get in the habit of letting them just go wandering by. But compared to the other years, I don't have one for last year, which was probably just as well. That was a lot of red last year. But compared to some of the years, first quarter is doing amazing. There's so much green in terms of days I met my writing goals, days I hit the numbers I wanted. There's just like all of them. And I managed to publish two books. I turned a profit on the first quarter. Cape Grace has earned out finally, so anything I make from Cape Grace is profit now. Wizard's Butler hasn't yet. I put it on Twitter yesterday. Picked up a few sales, but Wizard's Butler is not selling very well. that doesn't mean I'm not going to keep writing it. I really want to have at least three of them. And I think the second one is going to be about Barbara and the house. I don't know what the third one will be. I don't know what the titles are going to be either. I'm trying to work myself into a bind here with Wizard Butler. Because while Mulligan will still be the point of view character for all three of them, I don't know what the titles are going to be. I could name the series The Wizard's Butler and have this one be book one. Get ready, coming up on it. Say it with me, Monk Post. I forgot what I was doing. What is this guy doing? It's the same pickup truck. This guy's just tooling around the neighborhood. He's not going very fast. He's going like 10, 15 miles an hour. I'm not exactly sure what he's doing. So maybe I'll call it Tales from Shackleford House, or just call it Shackleford House. Call the series Shackleford House. Well, he finally stopped. Doing a manual deep rake of his lawn. Makes my shoulders hurt just thinking about it. If I thought we could do it like in little pieces, rationally, in little chunks, I would suggest that we start working on our lawn. But that's not how things tend to work in my house. Tend to be all in or nothing. Right now I'm going with nothing. Because the only thing I want to be all in on is trying to get my words for the day. So Shackleford House, yeah. I'm thinking Barbara. We haven't seen really a lot of the house. We've had a tour of it a couple times, but we haven't really seen what the house can do yet. The house is an entity in itself, which I think isn't actually a spoiler for anybody. But the house is a pretty interesting place. I like the house. But I don't know what the next story would be. The first one was pretty easy. The first one was like, okay, here's this non-magical guy who's suddenly finding himself being butler to a wizard. There's been some interesting conversations in the spoiler channel about how much of the changes in Roger are due to magic, how much are due to just his own growth. And being non-magical, for the most part, pretty much everything is his own growth. And while there are some hints that perhaps there are other things at work, I think people looking for things are finding those things they're looking for that might not necessarily be in the book. So that one in particular is really interesting to me in terms of what the reflection is back on the reader and how much they read into whether the degree to which, for example, the house is affecting Roger, or that the old man is affecting Roger. Yeah, it's an interesting book from that standpoint. Yes, it's a long book. I put it on Twitter yesterday for the first time. It's the first time I've had to put the book on Twitter. Usually somebody else puts it on Twitter. But I put it on Twitter yesterday. Krista D. Ball came back with 500 pages in this market. Are you crazy? Yes. Yeah, probably, yeah. A lot of urban fantasy is coming around 60,000, 70,000 words. And that's twice that. It's easily... In fact, I think I had to pay for 123,000 words with Karen. 3 cents a word. So yeah, that's pretty much how much it was. I keep rubbing my eye. I have some sort of crud in the upper lid. It's driving me batty. She's gonna go through the park. I can go up on this side. There's a lady been walking across the street from me. A familiar lady, one I see quite frequently. Didn't want to get too close to her. Mosquito breeding ground right there. It shouldn't be a problem quite yet, but. I've made the turn, I'm walking along upside the park. Not a bad day. There's a lady sitting in a car beside the curb. All by herself in a car, and she's playing Pokemon Go. I've forgotten the name of that other game. I gave it up. I gave it up quite a while ago, a couple years ago even. It was clearly unwinnable. There was no... I reached a plateau where I could not advance because it required something that I couldn't do, which was to hold one of the stations for 90 days or something. 120 days. All right, maybe I could now if I get one of the really esoteric ones down in the middle of the park somewhere. But any number of times I would get up to about, 2 months, and then somebody would take it from me. And I'd start and try another one. Done again, 2 months, and somebody would take it from me. So it's like, that can't be done. Not here, I don't know. Somebody must be able to do it. I was like, I'm not going to waste my time on that anymore. I got other things to do, other games to play. Speaking of games to play, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.